Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Hi, today we're going to flesh out more on your identity in Christ. It'll fill in some gaps, I think, and help. Let's get started. I've written and talked about our identities as born-again believers. That is, that we are indeed human beings made perfect or complete spiritually by Christ as he lives in us. And one day soon, we will be perfectly perfect when he transforms our earthly bodies to be like his own heavenly body, fitted for eternity, if you would. Now, that will happen, we are told, at the rapture, a resurrection. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed," or to change, to exchange one thing for another, to transform. Those are all equally used for that word changed. And on it continues, "For this corruptible must put on, or clothe oneself in, incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Now check out 1 Corinthians 15 again, 51 through 54. In the meantime, we are told to consider our flesh as dead. Now check out Romans 6:11 says, "Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." And Colossians 3:5 that says, "Therefore consider the members of your earthly body as dead to sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry." So as you can see, our sinful flesh is still in this life part, if I can say, of the equation. Now God sees us as complete, perfect, because of the indwelling presence of his Son, Jesus. But he also knows that we are presently saddled with a dusty body, a tent, so to speak. Psalms 103 says, and yes, I know this is Old Testament, "For he himself knows our form. He remembers that we are but dust." He knows that our dead, dusty body is like a sin megaphone, constantly trying to make us think it's still alive. He knows that we will occasionally listen and stumble. Well, 1 John 1, 8 and 10 say, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." And then 1 John 1, 9, "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So, we are not to ignore our sin or dismiss it. Understand that it's not us, not our spirits. Christ redeemed us. It's the not us, the dead flesh, that continues to encourage sin. This is what Paul recognized in Romans 7, 15 through 25. We are told to lay it aside, stop it in its tracks. Hebrews 12, 1 says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, laying aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Therefore, as John 1, 9 says, we are to confess it to the Lord And when we do, he forgives us and cleanses us completely. There's no trace of its stink. This process teaches us truthfulness, humility, and trust, all while we are indeed perfect spiritually. But guess what? Our souls are still being transformed into the complete image of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed." That means changed into another form, transformed or transfigured. Into the same image of Jesus, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, "For now we see through," that means to look into, "a glass or mirror darkly," that means literally obscurely, "but then face to face. Now I know," or it is perceive, "in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." You see, if you are truly born again, you're learning to trust him all the time. You're learning to be honest about yourself and to recognize him in you and actually as you. Of course, if you're like the rest of us, you probably are thinking, "I only see him in me occasionally." Well, trust me. He said that if you came to him, he'd never leave you. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.'" But to see him, the scripture says, you must take the veil off. That's what it says, unveiled face. That is, be honest and open. No fig leaves, if you would, like Adam and Eve. If you are, you're going to transform by God's Spirit with increasingly glorious trust in him. And the evidence or the fruit of his Spirit will become more obvious. I say trust because for now, your dead flesh clouds the view, so to speak. When you look into that mirror of your soul, who do you see reflected? The greater you learn to trust and submit your all to him, the clearer the view of him will be. Oh, he's always there, in your spirit, in utter perfection. But as you abide in him and allow him to express himself to and through you, you realize his glory. And one day the view, guess what? It will be face to face. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.